to shave off the hair, to use the gizah, to use the wool, or to work with it. So maybe domam the boy kfur, maybe the dam of some doesn't also have to have kfura, should also be yasabano. Kamashmu, that's the Kiddush know, that the dam of Absalom Adashim is mutabano. There could be the pasuk of the dam Kamayim is not teaching us that dam is called like mayim mashle kabatumra. It could be taklis not mashle kabatumra. The chiddush is only that the dam sulam gdashim is mutar bahano. All right, we'll stop here. We are holding daf lamed vov and aleph on top the second line. Al tarn devei Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara says. Tonad devei Rabbi Shmuel. Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned the pasuk says the dam chalolim yishteh. Mashma the dam of a chalol. When you kill an animal, its dam is like something to drink. It's called a mashke. So prat it comes to exclude the dam kiluach. The dam that shoots out, the dam kiluach. That dam is not machshir. Shein the machshir es asroim. If that dam goes upon vegetables on asroim, it's not machshir the kabel tumah. So Rashi explains, prat ladam kiluach, Rashi let this shemake it as a bain, when you cut an animal, so betchil ha-dam sheses betipach ha-sashtayim. First of all, one or two drops come out. V'yachakachu mekaleh, then it starts to spritz out. A lot comes out. V'yachakachu mashka, then the dam turns black even. And that's what we kind of learn in Gemara Krisis. And v'tan yosa me'ezel dam hekish ha-nefesh yoytzebo, what's called the dam that the nefesh that it really dies because of that dam? That's called mitipur hamashka v'yilach. Only once the black dam starts to come out. But the dam that comes out first and the first spray of dam, that's the heavy dam nefesh. That's not called dam hanefesh. So if that type of dam, the first dam that shoots out, if that dam goes on zroim, it's not machshirit lekabotum. That's the dik. As I said, Tana Rebbe Shmuel, the dam chalolim yishteh is proper dam kiluach. Tana Rabban, ha-sheichet, somebody shechs an animal, ve-hitis dam al adlas, and some of the dam spritzes on adlas, on a pumpkin. Rashi says, telusha, shel truma. It could even be a pumpkin of truma, and the shal zed huch shel akabu tumra not now. So this dam, the dam from shechita, spritzes onto it. Rashi says it means betchil shechita, the beginning of the shechita. So Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Huchsha, yes, this dam is machsha, this, the last is pumpkin, lekabutuma. Rabbi Chiyavoy met Tolan. He says, no, it's a suffix, it's Tolan. We'll soon see what a suffix is. Therefore, you have to hang, means we don't know whether it's in kabutuma or not. So, it's machloik is Rabbi and Rabbi Chiyah. Some Rabbi Shavoshi says, Meyachash Rabbi Yom Huchsha. Rabbi says, yes, this dam of the shchit is machsha, the animal, the last. Let's hang it. We don't know what to do. It's a suffix. If so, Rav Oishi said, "Onu aminis mechush would rely on, boy venis mechadiv Rabbi Shimon. The chush should rely on Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon says, shchita machsheres v'loy dam. So Rav Oishi was like this man. The other hold the quote of Shimon. It's only the shchita that's machsher the behem, not the dam. The dam is not called kamayim. So since Rabbi also says the shchita." No, because it's not like that. Rabbi says it's Huksha. So Chur and Rabbi Chia had a doubt, was doubtful, so therefore let's be Samech on Rabbi Shimon, that he says the dam is not Machshir. Rashi says, Shu Messiah is Rabbi Chia, right? He's a riot to Rabbi Chia. Shem Rabbi Chia holds, Ein dam Machshir. Febele Rabbi is so Yochav and Mokim Shnayim. Then Rabbi that says it is Machshir is a Yochav and Mokim Shnayim. So that's what Rabbi Shimon wants to say, Lechur, we should be saying, and Rabbi Shimon to say, the dam is not mashed to the last. Amr Apollos, our Pope explains like this. Hakil, mother, everybody agrees, Heichad yisil adam mitchila v'yad soif. If this dam that spritzed out of the animal went on this delas, on the pumpkin, and it's still there, from the beginning of the shchita until the end of the shchita, so even when you finish the shchita, the dam is still on the delas, then the Pope holds, that kuli almalei pligi de machsher. Everybody holds that yes, that dam is machsher. It would be mekabel tumah then. It is there at the end. Rashi says the dam shchitahu v'yiskash lemayim. That yes, we're going now not like Rabbi Shimon. That dam shchita is hukish lemayim. Would be machsher. Ki pligi where's the machlekes then Rabbi Chiya? Then is kaneya chadam ben similar simin. If after you shechted the first simin, then that dam that spritzed on it by the beginning of the shechita dried up, or somebody wiped it off to the last. So by the time you finish the shechita, the dam is not under the last anymore. That's the machlekes. That Rebbe savar yeshtan l'shechita mitchila v'yatzoif. Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Yochanan we had before, that the shechita starts at the beginning. So the dam that came out at the beginning was considered dam mashchita, and therefore that dam at that time was machshir the last akavutumah. V'hai dam shchita. Therefore, the dam, even the first dam that came out at the beginning of the shchita, is called dam mashchita, and it would be machshir. Rebbe Chiya savano einor l'shchita elo b'sekhuzak v'shlokash. That shchita first starts at the end. If so, v'hai dam amakahu. The dam that was there at the beginning of the shchita is not still on it. At the end of the shchita, it's only called dam maka. So for that dam, it's not machshir l'kabel tumah. So was Rebbe Chiya. If so, my tefillin, what did Rebbe Chiya mean to say? It's a suffix, it's doubtful, it's hanged. What do you have to wait and see? You're telling me clearly, he old is not, it's not hochshir l'kabel tumah. So what are you waiting for? So more so, the meant to say it like this. Tefillin na dover, Ad Gemar Shchita, we have to wait and see what happens after the Shchita finishes. The Yisra L'Dam B'Sav Shchita, the Dam is still under the last. By the end of the Shchita, then this whole Maisa was called a Maisa Shchita. So then now we see that Dam to be a Maisa Shchita, and therefore Masha would be Masha the Pri. But V'Loi, if the Dam is dried up already, was wiped off already before the end of the Shchita, then Le Masha. Then at the time when the dam was on the last, at that time it was not called the shchita yet. So therefore it's not mashla kabotum, le machshir. V'loy le machshir. Yeah, that was the suffix of Rebbe Chiya. Now if so, umay, uboy, v'nis mechadiv Rebbe Shimon, what did Rebbe Shimon say? And let's be samech on the words of Rebbe Shimon. It's like this, the Rebbe Shimon le machshir. According to Rebbe Shimon, the dam is not machshir. Dam shchita is not machshir. Le Rebbe Chiya, Machshir b'niskaneach. That according to Rebbe Shimon, according to Rebbe Chiya, if the dam was wiped off before the end of the shchita, also it's hukshir. It also it's not mekabel tumah. That's what Rebbe Chiya holds. If so, miu ashru lahadodi. They're similar like this. That ma le machshir, ma le machshir. So in the case where the dam was dried off to the last before the end of the shchita, so in such a case, both Rebbe Chiya and both Rebbe Shimon would say that the last has no hechsher l'kabel tumah. It's not called the ma'aseh shchita according to Rebbe Chiya, and according to Rebbe Shimon, even if it is, dam shchita is not machshir. If so, heavenly Rebbe Chad, if so, Rebbe that says it is hechsher l'kabel tumah, he's only a yochid one person, and then the call should be v'yein dvorer shalecha b'mokim shnayim. We should not believe what one, the halacha is not like one, connected shnayim. Now, Rav Ashi says, toilin, liyei l'masha. Rav Ashi doesn't like that pshat. Rav Ashi says, no, that when Rav Chiya said toilin, it's hanging, it means it's always hanging. You can't tell me, just means to say, let's wait to see at the end of the shchita if the dam is dried up or not. So, mashma tamachlekes in din, that Rav Chiya has a suffix, whether this dam was machshir or not, its loilim is always a suffix. Yeah. Rashi amatolim liyolim mashma. V'nizkanech l'Rabbi Chiya, even in the case where the dam was dried off before the end of the shchita, still, svuki misafkalei. So Rashi learns like this, Rabbi Chiya has a suffix where the I yesh ten l'shchita mitchilu v'yatsoif, or yeh l'shchita elu v'soif. Rabbi Chiya goof had a doubt about this. Is shchita considered at the beginning or only at the end? Oh, my turban. So what does Rebbe Chiya mean to say turban like this? This the last is hanging. It meant to say le'ochlem le'sarfen. You're not allowed to eat it because maybe it is tummy. But usually truma that became tummy is supposed to burn. Here you're not allowed to burn it either because you have to be afraid. Maybe it's not. It was not hukshal kabel, so maybe it's not tummy. So then, according to Rebbe Chiya, the suffix always remains a suffix. That's what Rav Ashi learns. If so, umay, bo v'nis mechadiv Rebbe Shimon, what did Rebbe Shimon to say then? Let's come and be samech what Rebbe Shimon says. It's like this, l'Rebbe Shimon le'machshir. According to Rebbe Shimon, b'chlal this dam ha'shchita, even if yod yesh no ha'shchita, b'tchil l'v'yatsav, even if the shchita starts at the beginning, So what? Dam shchit is not machshir. The Rebbe Chiya sveika. Rebbe Chiya has a suffix whether yesh neshchit or mitchila v'yatzayv. He also has a suffix whether this dam that came off at the beginning and was dried off before the end of the shchita, was it machshir this the last or not? If so, liyinyan sreifa miyushav ladodi. They're both similar that we do not burn this truma. For sure, we should not burn it. That ma'aloi sarfi, ma'aloi sarfi. According to both, according to Hashem, you don't burn it. According to Rabbi Chiyosa, you only have a suffix of doubt. So, in a suffix, you don't burn truma. So, have a Rebbe Chad, Rebbe that says, yes, it's Badi Tani. So, according to Rebbe, you should burn it. He's only like one. And then the klal is, V'yein dvor v'shalecha v'mokim shnayim. The words of one don't help v'mokim shnayim. Rochi kama, this is what he meant to say. Kegoin zois, such a case like this, tolen v'loy oichlin. You have to let it hang. Therefore, loy oichlin, you're not allowed to eat this truma. For loy sofen, you can't burn it either. So, that should be the locha. That since he had Reb Shimon to be Seinachon, we do not task him like Rebbe to say sofen, but rather the din should be tolen, it's a sofik. So, according to this, of course, it comes out from achloikas.com, where the yesh l'shchita mitchila v'yatzayf. So from Sakir, we would not burn this truma. It's not a suffix, and therefore, when a suffix is only eternal, we only hang it, but you have to bury it, so, but you can't burn it though. Right, another more says, Boy of Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon ben Lakish has a shah like this. Tzorid shel menachis. That means the dry particles of the mincha. Usually a mincha is you have the flour, and you have the oil that you mix it up together. But there are still some dried out parts of the flour that does not have the oil mixed into it. That's called tzorid. Rashi says, korte kemech, pieces of flour, hatzava b'mincha, v'yein shema nichta teich, the oil did not get into it yet. The shaila is, moinin boi rishin v'sheni, oyein moinin boi rishin v'sheni. We need to say, could that flour become tamei, to get a shen rishin v'sheni, or maybe no, it can't become. No, it's ki mahani chibas kodesh. No, shchulah shaila was if the oil didn't get on it yet, so it wasn't hukshel a kabel tum, and no liquid got on it yet. So, is that part of the mincha able to become tummy or not? What's the shaila? Ki mahani chibas kodesh. When do we say there's a svara that says that something that's going to be hegdish, that's kodesh? The chibas kodesh, the chiyuvim of kodesh alone, is machshel a kabel tum. When do we say that? Liyavsu legufei. Only to make it become possible, that if a tummy touches it, it becomes possible, you can't use it, enachanami. But, lemimni berishim v'sheni loy, but to say it should become a rishim l'tum or shem l'tum, maybe that no. Rashi says, kloimar, im nitma metama cherem aloy, to say that it is enachanami, lifso, Rashi says, min lifso bachila. It becomes tummy, you can't eat it. But the shalur is, does it become tummy enough that it can make something else into a sheni or a shlishi? Does it become a rishon that if it touches something else and makes it into a sheni? That's the shayla. This svar of chibas hakodesh, where water did not really come on it. It's only the fact it's like part of a mincha now. It has a loch of kodshim to it. It's supposed to be, it's a mincha. So that's machshrit. Is it only machshrit it could become possible? Or is it even machshrit as far as a regular hechshir, it could become a rishon and a sheni l'tum? That's the shayla. Numa says, I do the maybe less than there's no difference, it does both. Some of us realize ourselves like this. Tashma coming here. The Pasuk says, Mikolo oichel ashayichel. The many food that you could eat. So, darshin, oichel habo b'mayim hukshir. Food that once went into water, that's hukshir, that now it's fit to become tummy. But tummy touches to become tummy. Oichel lo shayin habo b'mayim, food that did not go into water, lo hukshir, it's not fit to become tummy. So you see, well, it has to have water, and not just tam chibas hakodesh. So Gemara says, "Otter Reb Shimon ben Lakish leshle oichel abo b'mayim." Doesn't Reb Shimon agree to that? But what he asking? How about Reb Shimon knows that Yerusha? But Reb Shimon ben Lakish shofik over this is what his shofik was. Chibas hakodesh. That is such a svara that something that shaykes to hegdish. It's hulchsher. This new svara of chibas hakodesh. The chiyuvim of hegdish, koichal habo b'mayim dami, it, do we consider it as if it's really considered like food that came in contact with water already, and therefore it's really mekabel tumah arishon and shani and shlishi? Or maybe no, it's not considered like it really came into water yet, and therefore at the most it's only svar it could become tumah, but maybe it can't be metam or anything else. That was just lakish svar. So the more is like this. Reb Lezer nami miture kroy kama. Reb Lezer also meant to say from the extra part of the pasuk. The what? Michta, let's see. See, the pasuk says, v'chi yutan mayim al zera. When water goes on the seeds, mikol eich l'ashe yochel. It was so lumbly. What do I need the extra pasuk for? Mikol eich l'ashe yochel. It says at the beginning, v'chi yutan mayim al zera. When water becomes on a seed, that's machsha, the seed now, the kabotoma. Subshita, any food is the same way that food is only the kabotoma if it had a heksha with the water first. Samara says, love, isn't it lamut, it comes to exclude, we end the process.